Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, November 12th. An arrest and more than a dozen charges against a Brockton man after a break-and-enter in Hanover. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says officers responded to a break-in in progress at a business Sunday evening and arrived to find a man wearing a balaclava actively grinding his way into a safe. The suspect was arrested after a brief struggle. Police officers had to use a taser to subdue him. The 32-year-old Brockton man was charged with break-and-enter, resisting arrest, and a list of other offenses. South Bruce Council is set to formally receive the results of its nuclear waste referendum at a meeting later today. The community narrowly voted in favor last month of being a willing host for a potential deep geological repository to store Canada's used nuclear fuel. South Bruce is one of two communities in Ontario under consideration by the Nuclear Waste Management Organization for a DGR. Saugeen Ojibwe Nation still needs to make its own decision on the proposal. The Owen Sound Little Theatre debuts its production of The Prom this week. The comedy musical starts with four fading Broadway stars who are looking for a way to draw attention back to themselves when they hear of a small town trying to stop a pair of teen girls from attending their high school prom as a couple. Corey LaPointe is the show's director.
I can promise you that you will feel good. So a beautiful, beautiful story filled with humor, lots of song, lots of dance. And at the heart of it all is a love story.
The Prom will hit the stage at the Roxy Theatre starting Thursday. Several shows are planned over the next couple of weeks. A tornado touched down in Fergus, Ontario this past weekend. The Northern Tornadoes Project says an EF0 twister with 130-kilometer-an-hour winds left a long, narrow damage path in Fergus Sunday. No injuries were reported. On the national news, Bell, Rogers, and TELUS say they'll soon take action to cut international roaming fees. The big three telecom companies are trying to avoid CRTC intervention after the commission raised concerns about roaming charges Canadians face when they travel abroad. The companies claim their charges are already comparable to providers in other countries, but they promise measures next year to reduce charges. And our country's major seaports remain shut down by labor disputes. Workers at ports in BC have been locked out for more than a week now. They handle about 45% of goods coming into Canada by sea. And Sunday night, their colleagues in Montreal were locked out as well. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. A little breath in the market rally this morning. Futures contracts down slightly in pre-market trading. After more gains yesterday, the Dow was up 304 points to 44,293. The S&P 500 closed at a record high above 6,000. NASDAQ advanced as well, while the TSX was up 29 points to 24,789. Bitcoin is little change this morning, hovering at around 87,200 US. The price of oil is a quarter point higher at $68.25 per barrel, while gold's down slightly, just over 2,600 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.66 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm Fadi Didi, and here's a look at sports brought to you by Bodog and RE/MAX. The Miami Dolphins snapped a three-game losing streak, beating the LA Rams 23-15 in the NFL Monday Nighter. Tyreek Hill caught a short touchdown pass from Tua Tagovailoa in the third quarter to end the longest scoring drought of his career. Hill had three receptions, including his first TD catch since the season opener, while playing through a wrist injury. Cole Caulfield scored twice to lead the Montreal Canadiens to a 7-5 win against the Buffalo Sabres. In basketball, Toronto Raptors guard Emmanuel Quickley is questionable for tonight's match against Milwaukee. Quickley has a sprained left elbow, which he got this weekend against the Lakers. Visit Bodog.net, your source for free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. And now your local scores.
Thanks, Fatty. The Owen Sound Attack checked in at number 16 in this week's edition of the OHL Power Rankings after a 2-2-1 homestand at the Bayshore. The next four straight for the Attack come on the road, starting Thursday in Peterborough. You can hear that game live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. And Greater Metro Junior Hockey, the 9-4 Meaford Knights are off until Thursday as well when they play at home against Richmond Hill. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at Bayshore Broadcast. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy this morning, then clearing up a bit in the afternoon to a mix of sun and cloud. A high of 4 today. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of -4. And mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 8.